Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study today on the subject of love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6, it says, "Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." Or another translation says, "Love rejoices in what is good." Yesterday, we talked about how love does not rejoice in evil, but instead, love rejoices in what is good. And I want to focus on that last part of verse 6. Love rejoices in what is good. If you are walking in love, meaning that you are walking in your life with the unconditional love of God operational in your own behavior, in your attitudes, in your actions, in your words to others, you will find yourself rejoicing in what is good. In Exodus chapter 18, we see a beautiful story of how Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, went out to meet him after Moses had led the children of Israel out of Egypt. And it says in verse 7, "So Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, bowed down and kissed him. And they asked each other about their well-being, and they went into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the hardship that had come upon them on the way, and how the Lord had delivered them. Then Jethro rejoiced for all the good which the Lord had done for Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians." Here it says in verse 9 that Jethro rejoiced for all the good which the Lord had done for Israel. Love rejoices in what is good. Rejoicing in God bringing victory in someone else's life is an example of how the agape love of God will work through an individual. If you are able to rejoice at the good news of someone else, at the deliverance of another person, at God's intervention in a person's life, then you are allowing the unconditional agape love of God to flow in your life. Many people have the opposite reaction when someone else prospers or has a blessing come to their life. Instead of rejoicing in what is good in another person's life, they find themselves envious or jealous or angry at God why God didn't deliver them in their situation of need. Understand this, that love is never self-centered. Love can rejoice when other people are blessed and prospering and God has intervened for them. Love isn't jealous. We studied earlier, love is not envious. It says in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 13, but instead, as verse 6 says, love rejoices in what is good. Are you able to rejoice in the blessing that comes to another person's life? Are you able to rejoice when God brings victory that someone has long needed? Another demonstration of the agape love of God working through a person's life is when a person is able to rejoice when God brings someone to repentance. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9, the apostle Paul wrote that he rejoiced when someone was brought to repentance. And he was writing to the believers at Corinth. And he said that he had joy when he heard that the Holy Spirit had worked on them and brought them to a place of repentance. He said, "Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance." So he was rejoicing when he heard that the believers had repented before the Lord. And this brought him joy since he was a spiritual father to these people. Are you able to rejoice when God brings someone to repentance? I love to watch people get baptized, and it just blesses me when I see someone obey the Lord and follow Him in giving their heart and life commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and then following Him in water baptism. And it always brings me great joy and literally brings me to tears every time I see someone baptized, because I just can feel God's love and blessing as I watch this person get baptized. And yet, I have been in churches where people were bored when baptism night came. They were waiting for the next thing to happen instead of rejoicing that God had brought someone, a sinner, to repentance, and rejoicing that that person had embraced the love and the forgiveness of God. Are you bored when you see people baptized, or are you bored when you sit through a testimony service in church? You need to allow the agape love of God work in your life so that you can rejoice in the victory in someone else's life. So you can rejoice when you see someone that God has brought to a place of repentance and restoration to fellowship with the Lord. If you're bored in testimony services and bored in baptismal services, you're not allowing God's agape love, which has been shed abroad in your heart if you're born again, you are not allowing that to flow through your life. You're allowing selfishness, your own desire to get on with it, or your own impatience to have the preeminence. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 says, love is patient. And God wants us to be patient with people and wants us to rejoice when someone is brought to repentance. That's a demonstration of the agape love of God working in your life, when you can rejoice in the salvation of another, in the baptism of another, in the person coming to repentance and coming to relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul the Apostle wrote in the first chapter of Philippians these words, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Paul was rejoicing because of their fellowship in the gospel with him. They had the fellowship of being one in Christ, and they had the fellowship of spreading the gospel to other places and other peoples together. Paul was in prison when he wrote those words, but he rejoiced when he got the report that these believers in Philippi were spreading the gospel. Can you rejoice when God spreads the gospel through believers' lives, even if you weren't personally involved in it? Do you have great joy in your heart when you hear reports of an evangelist crusade that brought so many to Christ, or when you hear of another believer having witnessed to an individual and they have brought them to Christ? God's love manifested in your heart should bring you to a place where you rejoice in what is good, that you rejoice when God spreads the gospel through others, believers' lives. This is a demonstration of God's agape love, you could say, bubbling up in your own life and overflowing in your life. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 and 7, the apostle wrote how he was so blessed when he heard of the believers in Thessalonica maturing and remaining steadfast in the faith. Are you able to rejoice when you hear of a believer remaining steadfast in the faith? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5, it begins this way. It says, for this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you and our labor might be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us, greatly desiring to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, in all our affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith. For we now live if you stand fast in the Lord. What thanks can we render to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before our God? Paul rejoiced because he found out that these believers had remained steadfast in the faith, though there was much persecution and much resistance to their standing firm in the faith of the Lord. Are you able to rejoice when you hear of persecuted Christians in closed countries thriving in their faith in God? Are you able to rejoice, or does that type of news or missionary news bore you? Understand that it does not bore God. It brings joy to the heart of God, and God's love, which is so strong towards every one of his children, needs to be alive in you. Let God's agape, unconditional love just pour out through your life where you can rejoice in what is good. If you find yourself unable to rejoice about fellow believers in other places, remaining steadfast and growing and maturing in the faith, ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to work in your heart so that you can walk in the agape love that God has placed in your heart so that you can experience that love towards other believers. That's God's heart for you because it's his heart as well. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to join me tomorrow as we continue our study on the subject of love.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.